Good morning, everyone. Welcome to Catechism 2021. It's the 43rd Lord's Day. Today is the 8th commandment. I'll pray. We'll get right into it. Father, we thank you for revealing yourself to us, for revealing your righteousness and holiness through your law, through your word, and through your will. And most of all, we thank you for revealing your redemption, your gracious salvation that you've made known to us in Jesus. We're thankful to have a part in it, to hear about it, to have it change our minds and change our hearts that we might know you and worship you properly. It's in his name we pray. Amen. All right, Lord's Day number 43. Question 26. What is the 8th commandment? You shall not steal. Exodus 20:15. Put that on your list of short Bible verses, easy memory verses. Exodus 20:15. You shall not steal. Question 127. What does God forbid in the 8th commandment? He forbids not only outright theft and robbery, obviously, that's forbid, right? Punishable by law. But in God's sight, theft also includes cheating and swindling our neighbor by schemes made to appear legitimate, such as inaccurate measurements of weight, size, or volume, fraudulent merchandising, counterfeit money, excessive interest, or any other means forbidden by God. In addition, he forbids all greed, pointless squandering of his gifts. And here are some cross references for those. If you study those out, if your Bible has marginal references or cross references in the text, you can study that out at length, much more than this short grouping of cross references. But going back to it, you see it's not just outright stealing that's in view. That's representative. The spiritual essence of this is anything where you're cheating someone else for the benefit of yourself. It's the opposite of the way we should treat each other. It's the opposite of how we should be in business or with the things, the resources God has given us. We don't want to be cheating others, swindling others, any kind of fraud or twisting of the truth or twisting of things, twisting of the numbers to make it look good, really just looking out for yourself. That is all forbidden in this commandment. We want to be honest, we want to be upright, we want to be straightforward, and in all of our dealings, have the other person's interest at heart. Care for the other person, not just for ourselves. Question 128, what does God require of you in this commandment? Okay, so there's always a requirement. There's always something that's prohibited, and then there's the flip side. There's always something that's required in all of God's commandments. That I do whatever I can for my neighbor's good. There's your word to highlight. Good. That I do whatever I can for my neighbor's good. That I treat others as I would like them to treat me. And that I work faithfully so that I may share with those in need. And commit to heart. Exodus 20:15. You shall not steal. Well, we know the world needs more selflessness, not more selfishness. We know that we need more giving, not more greed. We know that we need more honesty in business, not more corruption, not more looking out for self at the expense of others, but looking out for the good of others, even if it's at the expense of self. This is what we need, and this is in line with God's holy character and holy commandment, that we would not be thieves, thieves in our hearts, thieves in practice, thieves toward others, but that we be generous and honest and upright in all of our dealings. Father, again, thank you for making known to us the ways of life, the paths of life. We worship you. We honor you. We give you thanks in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining again. Say God bless you, and I'll see you tomorrow or Tuesday for Confession Week 43, and I'll see you next Sunday on the 44th Lord's Day. God bless you.